1450 WHTC Howland's hometown station. Every second Monday, we are joined by the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, Doug Zylstra, to talk a little bit about politics and where this country is headed with the majority in the White House and in the U.S. Senate. And looking to further those advances, I would think Doug Zylstra is one of the goals of 2014 for the Democratic Party nationally and also statewide, because right now the Republicans hold the upper hand in the executive branch and in the legislative branch, something the Democrats would like to change in 2014, I would assume.
Sure, exactly. Happy snowy Monday morning.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yeah, I know. One of our main goals this cycle is the governor's race. Snyder is up for re-election, obviously. Mark Schauer is our candidate. We haven't had a primary yet, but he's really the only announced candidate, and the MDP is behind him. And, you know, we think it's going to be a great race. The polls are really close, and we'll see what the year holds.
We may have asked this question of you in previous visits, but those who may not have heard those visits, speaking for the, I don't know whether or not you can speak for the entire party, but the fact that there will probably not be a Democratic primary challenger to Mr. Schauer, the advantages of that and maybe some of the disadvantages, because it does cut down on debate on the Democratic side as to other people that possibly could have aspirations of running for governor this
year.
Sure,
sure. No, I think that there are obviously advantages and disadvantages. I think part of the rationale is that, you know, going into 2014, especially with the Senate bill that this governor just signed, there's so much money arrayed, you know, as we see it, against us, that it doesn't make sense to be spending money in a primary situation when we need to focus on highlighting our main issues. And getting into an inter-party fight about, you know, this personality versus that personality doesn't make sense going forward. And I think the Republicans, you know, have kind of seen that one on the Senate side, and Terry Lane is probably not going to have a primary opponent either, at least not a serious one. So I think that's probably a trend going forward, that, you know, there's so much money out there that trying to spend a lot of money in a primary situation doesn't make a lot of sense.
What would you answer, Doug, to people who would say, well, isn't Mr. Schauer and Mr. Peters, Gary Peters, the U.S. Senate hopeful for the Democratic Party, almost as if they were picked by the proverbial backroom bosses in the Democratic Party in smoke-filled rooms, the stereotypical sure. image as well. But some say, well, you know, the bosses wanted this guy, and it's not really what maybe the mainstream Democratic Party would want.
No, I see that criticism, and it's a really valid one. And I think that, you know, part of my goal as a chair is to keep giving Ottawa County voters options. And you can say the same thing on a statewide level, is that if Democratic voters in a primary situation don't have options, then maybe the candidate is less strong than we might hope. I think in the end, though, there's a lot of support for both of these gentlemen. We had our State Central Committee last year, and both of those gentlemen spoke, and especially Gary Peters. You know, a lot of people were really excited about him being a Senate candidate. And I think if there was a situation where those two folks were not as strong as we might like, then I think naturally there would be a candidate to challenge them. But, you know, that has not happened, because they both have started running, you know, good campaigns and presented a strong case.
We're talking with Doug Zylstra, who's the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, here on 1450 WHTC. So it would not be fair for me to ask you about situations involving Allegan County, where its state representative is term limited and it's an open seat in the state legislature. And Fred Upton, the congressman from St. Joseph, whose district includes Allegan County, may face another Democratic challenger, and there's been some in the Kalamazoo area that are possibly into
sure,
it.
Sure.
However, I can ask you about the state representative seat in the immediate Holland area,
sure.
With Joe Havman term limited out of office after this year. Your thoughts about putting forward a strong candidate and maybe taking the seat away from what is traditionally a Republican bastion?
Sure. No, we have our internal discussions about you know, who we might like to represent us as, on the Democratic side. You know, hopefully in the next 2 months we'll firm that up. I know there's a lot of candidates on the Republican side, and I think it kind of depends on who on their side, you know, looks to be the strongest candidate. And, you know, I think that the people we've been talking to will make their decisions based on that.
How hopeful are you that it can be done, considering that 2 years ago, especially in the county commissioner race, I believe, there was a possibility that a Democrat could have gotten a seat in this area, which would have been a big upset.
Right. No, I think one of the discussions we have as a county party in the next week or two, and not to, you know, kind of give too much away, is kind of looking at races that we have in 2014, you know, from the governor's race down to, you know, the county commissioner races, and where do we want to put our energy? What do we think that's going to be most productive? Like I said, I mean, my main goal as chair is to present options to voters and presenting the strongest options possible, I mean, whether that's, you know, talking about the governor's race to certain constituencies or whether presenting a county commissioner or candidate in a certain district. You know, obviously we're not going to have strong candidates in every single race, but we're going to work to have the strongest candidates in the races that make the most sense to us.
A question that needs to be asked of you, Doug Zylstra, the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party. It's been a charge or a complaint that has been heard during the 12 years I've been over here, is the fact that local Democratic leaders feel a little frustrated by not getting full support, especially financially, from Democratic leaders in Lansing and Washington. It's almost as if they, well, want to divert their resources into winnable races and basically leaving this area a little high and dry. Can we see more, especially financial support from Lansing, well, speaking of the statewide party, and the national party as well, to be able to bolster with basically an argument that you guys can say, hey, our demographics are changing. More constituencies that more normally align with Democratic interests are coming into the Holland area. We can make some headway, but we need your help.
Sure. No, I think there's two things. I mean, we obviously changed our chairman last year, and our chairman is Lon Johnson. And Lon has actually been here a number of times. He's been here to Holland. He's been here to Grand Haven. I saw Lon a couple weeks ago at a committee meeting. And I think he's really committed to Ottawa County. He's really committed to the coastline, and making sure that people who are in our camp, who see the world we do the way we do, are coming to vote. Right. That's number one. Is that people don't realize in Ottawa County, there's probably 60,000 people registered voters who are sympathetic to the Democratic cause. Now, do those 60,000 people vote in every race? No. But part of the MDP's challenge and part of the OCDP challenge is to make sure that the greatest, you know, percentage of those folks actually come out and vote, express, you know, their wishes, and not be overlooked. And I think the MDP has seen that. I think that they've seen the numbers that are here, and as long as we can keep margins closer, I think that they'll continue to be impressed by, you know, what we've been doing.
Doug Zylstra, who is the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, we appreciate you joining us and sharing your thoughts, as you do every second Monday, to talk about things. And we looked ahead to 2014, and when we talk in a couple of weeks, there'll be some other issues that we'll be discussing. Look forward to talking to you then. Doug, thanks for stopping
by. Great, thanks
a
lot, Gary.
That is Doug Zylstra, the chairman of the Democratic Party in Ottawa County, here on 1450 WHTC.